point, Baby Shay came out of his room to argue his case for those first cousins getting together.
He's feeling a little too strongly.
Very, very into this. If you missed it there in that last segment, it was an Ask Eric column of two cousins, first cousins that have fallen in love in their 40s. The woman always knew, I love this guy, I like this guy, from when they were kids. They never acted on it, of course. Now they are, because they're past the age of having kids. The guy in the relationship has already been married 20 years and divorced, and he's had his kids, you know.
Answer me this, BB Shay.
Mm-hmm.
You found out that, okay, you're one of the kids of this guy, and you find out that your dad is now dating his cousin, this woman you've known your whole life. How do you feel? That is part of your family.
Oh, I think it would be weird, 100%. Yeah.
It would be weird, but, you know, parents do weird things a lot.
Yeah.
And I think you just have to say, it's weird, I don't like it, but it makes him happy.
And I think because they're older, if they were 20-something, I'd have stronger feelings.
Me too.
The fact that they're 40, one of them's divorced, they're at the weird part of their life, they want to be happy. I think if that makes them happy, then sure, why not?
It creeps me out, but...
Yeah, I get that. It creeps me out a little bit too, but I just, you know, I think people need to prioritize their happiness.
There's too much of that.
Yeah, people are too happy.
We need to get away from that again.
Biggie's take, stop living your truth. Stop going for happiness.
Just start prioritizing your happiness.
Be miserable with the rest
of us. I find
living
your truth is moving into bucket list territory.
Agreed.
Okay?
Oh, I agree.
You know, I've said for a long time that people scream bucket list at everything. Mm-hmm. Bought a new purse, bucket list item.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like now anytime somebody does something, it's like, got my nose pierced, living my truth. And I'm like... You know, How's that living your truth?
You really just got your nose pierced. Let me give you my Mad Men scenario just for a second. It's an advertising agency in New York City, okay? And there's a woman that's incredibly attractive that's worked there for like 12 or 13 years. And she's like the head of the secretaries. This is the 60s, okay? And she's like runs the office basically. But she's not high on the totem pole. She's been there a while.
Okay.
So she's gorgeous. They're trying to get Jaguar to buy into their agency, their company. And it's a huge deal because they need a car. They don't have a car. So Jaguar's interested. And one of the guys from Jaguar, who's a make or break guy, he's like a huge guy, says, well, I'll give you my vote if I can spend the night with the buxom redhead. And so then the partners are all like, oh, my God, should we even take this to her? Will she be offended by it, you know? So they go to her, one of them, and says, it's been suggested that we could get the vote, a very big vote for Jaguar, if you spend the evening. And by the way, the guy's absolute creep. Okay. I mean, he's awful. He's awful in every way. Male chauvinist, overweight, nothing attractive about him. Awful.
Okay.
So they go to her with this, and she's offended, of course, at first. But then they say, well, we'll make it worth your while. We'll give you some money. And then she's like, you're treating me like a prostitute. Well, you know what she does? She comes back and says, I'll do it, but I want a full partnership. So she's like now going to be one of the high ups.
Sorry, Jaguar.
No, we don't want you. We're not. And she does it. She did it. And it was no guarantee they'd still get Jaguar, but she did it. So I thought, I mean, my wife and I had this conversation. She thinks it's so wrong, and I thought it was wrong for them to even bring it up. You know, they brought it up in a way that was real sleazy. They were like, you know, we thought maybe we'd put it on the table. And they always had, like, plausible deniability. And my wife even said, well, you think if, like, somebody went to Rachel and said, oh, you could get a huge client, and then Rachel has to sleep with the guy at the company, and then she becomes, like, vice president of your radio group. And I was like, yeah, she'd do it.
I don't know her well, but...
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think you could ever really pitch that today. You'd immediately be sued.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Even then, it's like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, and that was the 60s, you know what I mean?
See, if I were in the 60s, my answer would be yeah. Well, I mean...
Well, and my wife was like, is she wrong for doing it? It's one night. She's a partner. It made her whole life.
I was going to say, I don't have a problem on many levels. I don't have a problem with the pitch.
Really?
And I don't have a problem with her doing it.
Because you do have the right to say no, right? Okay.
Yeah. But you're being treated like a prostitute.
And it benefited everybody,
though. But you're making the decision for yourself. Honestly, if it weren't for women sleeping their way to the top, women might not have rights.
I don't think... Now, the way you pitch it is... I think you pitch it as it's totally your decision.
Well, that's how they did it.
But if she's like, yeah, and they're willing to say, okay...
Well, first
I'll
she was
a partner.
Absolutely not, and they offered her money, But then she said, no, I want to be a full partner. So she got like 5% of the company and forever now she's in the meetings and all that.
I think it comes off as being demeaning to women.
Of course.
But really in situations like this, I always, always think that it makes the men look worse. It makes them look stupid because they're willing to be manipulated in any way by sex. Because I think about what, I mean, women do this when they're married. If they want something from their husband, what do?
Well, you heard Katy Perry. When she was married to what's his name?
Yeah.
She's like, I'll blow him, just empty the dishwasher. I was like,
that's a real look inside their relationship. They did get divorced.
They did.
Yeah, that didn't work out. But
well, empty the dishwasher's really, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that kitchen was gleaming. He cleaned the countertops. I mean, he's vacuuming down there. She's like, I'll blow you, just empty the dishwasher once in a while, you know? That is the way it's done.
I don't like that it kept, you know, they offered her money at first. And then, you know, I do like her move of the partnership, though.
Well, and here's what happens. She becomes a partner. They get Jaguar. But then every time, like, something comes up in the partners meeting, like, one guy who wants to be a partner but is not says, I'm trying to do it in broad daylight, unlike some. And so everybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, everybody gets, word gets out, oh, look what happened. You know, she did this. So it's always stuck with her. But she's just divorced. She's got a new baby. She needed the money. She needed the title.
Okay. And she, like I said, they didn't force her into it.
No,
she
didn't.
Had the right to say no. I mean, yeah, look what she got out of it.
Well, the main guy said, we're not getting it this way. Don't do it. But she did anyway.
Yeah.
She went above him and did it. Anyway, it was interesting. Interesting little would you or wouldn't you. In the 60s, yeah, maybe you got to move up that way.
Yeah, today, no, because it would get on social media. Everybody would find out.
No, they'd all know.
Yeah. People don't respect the hustle like that anymore.
No. Everybody, well, in her circles, it did get out. She never seemed to care. She was always, she was the partner and, you know, rose above it or whatever and did a nice job.
You think they, like, when she walked down the hall after that, they pat her on the shoulder, like, good job.
Well, they always did. I mean, it was the 60s, so they were like, you know, you're looking great. And they pat her on the bottom as she went by. We can't do that anymore.
No. Nope.
I've tried. Now,
yeah. Like, we have an NDA. We can't talk about it.
Yeah, she quit. That's how we lost a couple of sales folks.
Yeah.
I would comment on their Pashmina sweater or something.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I love your sweater.
Is that the key to your heart? That's my favorite.
Well, the girl had a key nestled betwixt her bosoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is that the key to your heart? And that was it. I had to be 500 yards away from her.
Which was super sly, too. Yeah. That was great.
Thanks. I appreciate that. The guy who got attacked by the bison in Yellowstone, his name is Carl Isom McDaniel. He's in his 70s. He was out with a walk with his grandson, who's 13. You saw the video. He got tossed in the air by the bison and wound. Hold on
a second. Speaking of tossed,
I have to stop that story. Get over here. Get on the mic. No, get on the microphone. Look who's here.
I saw him in the door.
I thought it was a ghost. I had no idea. Hold on. Let's put you on. Are you there? Are you there? Oh, you can't. I can't hear. Oh, wait a minute.
Open the door.
Oh, he doesn't need to talk.
There it is.
You don't
want to
hear what he's saying anyway.
What's up, party people?
Look who's here.
I know.
Wow. That makes me. I'm going
to
start.
Do you want to play Stairway to Seven?
Oh, you should play Stairway to Seven.
Oh, I'm not ready for that. I just thought I'd turn in my keys.
Is that what you're doing? You're turning in your keys.
I finally have. They're just sitting around.
Yes.
I thought I'd turn the keys and. Well, I wanted to see in person the show that's reinventing incest.
Yeah.
So you do listen sometimes.
Yeah. Did you hear BB Shay on that?
Every now and then, I'll listen.
Yeah, quite a morning to tune in. The only people more alarmed are BB Shay's cousins.
Ain't that the truth? We've done it. Well, we've really turned the page since you left. I can tell you that.
Yes, indeed.
We've moved over.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Rachel, you're sleeping your way to the top of the radio.
Yes,
congratulations.
How do you think I got here?
We've done that. That's right. Well, what's going on with you? We haven't seen you in, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
Three and a half
it feels
months
like it's
now.
Been four. I think it's almost 4 months.
4 months now. Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I am loving retirement.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It feels great, and I'm happy for you guys. Everybody keeps asking, how's Kelly? And I say, I don't know.
Yeah.
How's Biggie? Not well.
Nailed it.
You're right on the money.
As good as ever.
How's BB Shay? I think he's got a woman.
He does have a woman.
He still has a woman.
He does. He does.
Yeah. That's right. That's
ready. Rachel is engaged.
That's
I love it.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, all that's happened. The engagement happened after you left. That's right. Yeah.
And you know, Chris Kelly has done something he can never do to you.
Mm.
he's pushed BB Shea around to join the gym.
Oh, I heard that he's now under the lights.
Yes, he's under the orange
lights.
We're going today.
Yeah. Oh, if you want to later, I don't know what you're doing. We'll go too, but we'll just watch.
Do they have a gallery where you can just watch?
You got to pay extra for that.
Yes, you should sit there and watch that for sure. Yes. So what's going on with you now? Are you ready to say what you're doing? Or
we're just the Dems are happily enjoying life as they say. We're as the old song says, "Call me the breeze, man."
Yeah,
blowing down the road.
Yeah,
you've done some traveling.
Yeah,
we have. Yeah, we've done some amazing trips. We got to see my brother in Maine, the youngest brother. Charles spent 5 days with him, and Maine is amazing in the summer. Then I don't know if you guys heard about the surprise trip my wife planned.
Heard it was going to happen when you retired.
She surprised me with a trip to Turks and Caicos.
It
was just mind-boggling. Nice.
Yes. Well, one day somebody showed me your view. I guess you had posted your feet in the sand with the ocean back, and I posted my view, which
up
was
here on the counter.
Yeah.
Who wore it better?
Right. And mostly people made fun of my shoes,
of course,
which of course always happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're getting along well and that everything's going well.
I've been sleeping late. I stay up late. I watch World Cup. I watch all the Stanley Cup.
Mm.
I watch baseball. I watch movies. I watch. The other night I fell asleep watching a Bogart movie.
Oh my God!
It's a dream.
Sounds awful,
doesn't it?
Sounds terrible.
The knife just keeps twisting. I can't tell you, people have told me congratulations on your retirement over and over again.
Yeah.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
And I'm losing track. People have saying, so what are they doing now?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
No one knows.
The best they can.
Yes. The best they can. That's exactly right. We muddled through. We played your put up or shut up games for a while.
I heard.
And then we had to move on.
I love it. I think that the stairways are great.
And we have a great jingle for the new game.
Oh, my God.
According to the chat rooms, they're great.
They're wonderful.
They don't even really like the game that much. No. They just like the jingles.
The jingle. Fact checker Rusty keeps saying, more jingle.
More AI.
Everybody says that. I know. Everyone says that. Do you really? One day, I guess you came in to turn in something, and Barry in HR said, Chris Dim was here earlier. I was like, well, how'd he get in? Because he would have had to walk past. He still got his key.
Still got my key.
Yeah, they didn't take that from
you. There's some they trust to keep it.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
They let me hold on to the keys.
That's nice.
I was giving HR Barry some golf shirts because I don't wear them.
Well, he's worn them in. He has worn them in a couple of times. Yeah. He's looking good.
Give him a second
with
life.
A tear in his eye. I miss him.
Well, BB Shea's in the gym. I could have given them to him. I didn't think he's the right size.
That's right.
Yeah.
He is. He's reducing.
Proud of you.
Looking good in there. What did you bring in here? Looks like
I brought some donuts.
On gym day.
Can't have them.
On gym day.
Dang.
Well, BB,
I may have one.
We'll have them.
Yeah, he's going to have one.
I tried to get one, Biggie. Apparently, the woman who does the icing wasn't there today, and I was going to get her to say sorry about your scrotum.
Thanks.
Oh, you heard.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That word got around.
Biggie missed a few days, and
it's hard to elevate that area.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was able to get a picture of it, as he told us in painstaking
detail. My phone is full of ball pictures. Yeah. Well, the doctor says you got to track it.
Oh, well, he did. He tracked that and was able to get all that taken care of.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So, and then he, for a few days, he missed there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But everything's, all is well. Yeah, we're just.
I'm proud of you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we miss you. I mean,
I miss it too.
Do you miss it?
It was fun to hang out and just, talk with people that get you are all on the same page. You don't find that everywhere.
Somebody said, my wife said, do you think Chris Dim will ever come back in and just stop? I said, oh, no.
No.
He'll never. He's done his last day. Mm-hmm. And you just did a Bob Hope walk-on.
That's my dream.
Bob Hope walk-on. Yeah.
You just did it. That's right.
I saw the door swing open, and I was like, ooh, I knew. I was like, you're going to be furious, but I didn't know who it was walking in the door.
I never liked that. When the door opens, like, what's going
Who's
on?
Who's popping
here?
In?
What's going on? Well, then we see it.
We actually expect to pop.
Of course, we saw it.
Wrong one retired. Bang.
One time. remember when, what was his name, who came in here, who had the beard? He was the guy that preceded Squidward. He was leaving.
Hugs.
Hugs came in here. We never worked with him, but he came in to like say goodbye and like right during a segment, you know, like just like this. And he walked in during a commercial break. He's like, I just wanted to let you guys know I'm leaving, but I've been a joy working with you. And he turned around and walked out, and Chris Dim said, did anyone else think he was going to pull out a gun?
I mean, yeah.
He was a little unhinged to begin with. And he just walked in. He had this far off stare in his eyes.
I just want to let everyone know it's been a pleasure to.
That was a real issue.
The day of reckoning is upon us.
That's exactly.
Really could have gone either way.
Yeah, it could have. I'm glad to hear that you miss it because we miss you, of course, every day.
Yeah, it was a great job. It was the greatest job you can imagine.
It is a great job.
I was one of the luckiest guys around.
That was, and your send off. People still. Talk to me, like, I would talk to people and they would say, I would be sitting in traffic and I was crying and I'd look to the left and right and the other people were crying that last day.
Yeah, I don't think I deserve it. Who deserves a send-off like that?
You deserved it. You did deserve it.
There's been a lot of crying since you left, too.
Big time. Big time.
A lot more crying.
It's been a tragic year, honestly.
Yeah. It's not been a great year.
A lot privately. A lot of crying. Not been good. Yeah, we're halfway. We've made it to the half. We have vacation next week, thank God.
Well, made it some week. Of you do.
Yeah, yes.
Well, my balls eliminated me.
Biggie's blown through a few days. He's burned through a few days here, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry.
So you've had projects and everything. You haven't gotten bored or anything like that? That's always the issue. You know, people say you get bored, but you haven't. No. You've been on trips. You've traveled. That's great. It's exactly what you want to do.
It is.
It's wonderful. It's perfect. Have you had to deal much with Barry and your insurance and that kind of thing?
No. That has been actually fairly easy.
Good.
You know, it's not cheap.
No, I'm sure not.
You know, but I'm not old enough for Medicare yet, but I'm getting there.
Well, you have said it was, you're on a fixed income now. I know you asked B.B. Shea for some, was it baseball tickets?
And, sorry about that.
He ignored you? Is that right?
Totally ghosted.
Concert tickets.
He gave me the Chris, I asked him, the show was a Friday, and I think I texted B.B. on a Monday or Tuesday and said, hey, if you happen to get any tickets to this, it's a show. It's a concert at the baseball stadium. If you happen to get any tickets, let me know.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Day goes by. Day of the show. Nothing.
Now you know how it finally feels.
That's right.
Yeah, boss, I got you. Let's see what I can do.
You're taking a page from my book on that, for sure.
God. Yes, indeed.
That's right. How's Beth doing, your wife? Is she doing well, too?
She is. Of course, Beth is much harder worker than I ever was. She is doing some consulting work already. She's getting paid.
She's really? She's gone back. Because she said when she retired, we'll see how long that lasts, because she wanted to do something. Yeah.
And this is an interesting fact. I talked with an old radio guy. I'm not sure you guys know him, but a person who's still in the business. He looked at me dead in the eye and said, I give you 2 years, meaning I'll be back on the radio.
Oh, really? Really? Because he missed it that much.
He said, if you're of a certain whatever mindset, it's in your blood.
Yeah, well, it is.
And
that's right.
You can't do anything else.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, so many people in radio and TV, that's what we do. And it's like, if you don't do that, what else are you going to do? You hear that, B.B. Shea? You got 16 months left. That's it.
I know. Count them down.
In 2 years, you're the one. You'll have to go.
Yeah, he picked a hell of a day to show up on your hot cousin page.
Management called him in. Get in here, man.
Can you at least give me 15 minutes?
While you're here, can you come upstairs for a minute?
Your Facebook. Let me see some pics of this family of yours.
Yeah.
Who do you have the hots for secretly?
Exactly. Yeah, don't worry. We'll switch. As soon as the 2 years are up, we'll switch the chairs back around. Everything will be just fine. Exactly.
I've been trying to get Beth to do an extra source of income because you mentioned I'm on a fixed income now. And she keeps resisting, but I keep thinking we can make a fortune if I would just start an OnlyFans for her feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
I've considered this. Biggie and I are going to go in on this.
Yeah.
He's going to run the account. I just have to provide the pictures.
Yeah,
I'll take care of the pervs and just pretend to be her and be like, well, yeah.
Right.
And exactly. I'll take 10%.
For some reason, Beth is resistant.
She's not wanting to do that.
She'll come around.
You're in. You'll do it.
Yeah.
I was impressed that you used the fixed income line. My mother did that right around retirement, too.
Did she? Yeah.
I think you graduate to that where you're just suddenly everything's, I'm on a fixed income. I hear that twice a week.
I can't afford this.
Yes, paper towels are what price? I'm on a fixed income.
Exactly.
It's powerful.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. God, I'm glad. That does sound like a dream to stay up late and watch the tournaments and the football games and all that kind of stuff.
Everything.
Well, of course, as always, we wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I wish you'd pop in more often. You know?
He doesn't mean that. No.
Well.